was a very sick man. His health had deteriorated again, and he began to suffer from terrible headaches. The only temporary relief he seemed to find from them was to tie a handkerchief very tightly around his head. Sometimes he was forced to lie in bed for days on end. Over the next several months, he spent a great deal of time in other parts of the country, mostly staying with friends in the countryside, trying to recover. It worked a little. In March 1838, George decided to return to Prussia for a visit. He hoped the change of air would do him good and provide the relief from sickness he sought. He also wanted to use the trip to encourage German missionaries. He made the trip alone, leaving Mary behind him to run the orphanage, which she in fact had been doing for most of the previous year. George left England on April 2, 1838. The trip across the English Channel was rough, and George quickly added seasickness to his list of ailments. Still, he arrived safely in Hamburg on April 9th and made his way to Berlin, where he spent 10 days meeting with missionaries. From Berlin, he went to Heimersleben to visit his father. The two of them now got along much better than they had when George was at Halle University. Johann Müller was interested in all his son was doing in England. He also wanted to know how the young Queen Victoria was getting along. After all, the Queen's mother was a German princess. After a month away, as George made his way back to Bristol, he realized he had been right about the change of air. He felt much better. In fact, although he got sick from time to time, he never again experienced long, drawn-out bouts of sickness such as the one he had just suffered through. It was just as well George didn't stay away for too long, because things were rapidly becoming difficult back in Bristol. On August 18th, 1838, George wrote in his journal, "I have not one penny in hand for the orphans. In a day or two, again, many pounds will be needed. My eyes are on the Lord." By the end of that day, £5 had arrived, a gift from a woman who had sold some of her jewelry for the benefit of the orphans. It was enough money to buy food for a day, but by evening, they were back in the same situation. On August 20th, George again received a gift of £5, which was also used to buy food. The next day, it was £12, and £3...